Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Albany Times-Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Let's talk about Albany's South End for a minute and plans afoot to build, what am I seeing here, a grocery store?
Yeah, that's right. The African-American Cultural Center of the Capital Region hopes to build a full-service grocery store in the former McDonald's. It's at the intersection of South Pearl Street and Madison Avenue. The building's on the edge of the South End, which is an area that does not have a supermarket or a grocery within easy walking distance. The center is working with the Blue Light Development Group to purchase the site from the Albany Housing Authority and redevelop it. They announced those plans on Monday, and a purchase price is not immediately available, though the old fast food joint is listed for about $1.5 million. The center estimates renovations and repairs would cost about $900,000 to get it ready to sell groceries. The plan is to redevelop the space for El Pilon Market, which is a convenience store already in operation a couple of blocks away on South Pearl. The market functions as a limited grocery store and has for the past couple of years, so it seems like it would be well positioned to slip into the new space that could open as soon as September.
Let's jump the river over to Troy and talk about another developer who's working on a project.
Yeah, a true white elephant in Troy could be in line to meet the wrecking ball under a plan that is being pitched in that city. The Uncle Troy Atrium, which was once a showpiece for urban renewal when it opened in Troy's Victorian downtown in 1979, but failed to gain any traction as a shopping center, would be ripped down and replaced with 60 apartments, a 400-space parking garage, and commercial and retail development under a plan proposed by David Bryce, who owns most of the building. Basically, the old mall would kind of join what's happened in Troy now organically on its own as the city slowly turned into a pedestrian-friendly residential area with plenty of small restaurants and shops. The new proposal for the site would capitalize on that downtown market, and the Planning Commission is scheduled to look at the concepts on Wednesday. Demolition of the mall would end an era in urban retail that really never caught on. Like the mall in the middle of downtown Amsterdam, the Troy Mall was pitched as a way to restore vibrancy to the neighborhood. Construction languished for 10 years before it finally opened, and once it did, it struggled to draw crowds. Eventually, the late State Senate Majority Leader Joe Bruno was able to steer Department of Labor jobs there, but as a long-time solution, that wasn't a fit either. Now Bryce hopes to join the local living boom.
He is Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us on Tuesdays. You can read more at timesunion.com. Mike, thanks.
Thanks, Dave. Have a good day.